Greetings to you. This is Gene Fancinig with the Daily Inspiration. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Today, we will consider God's armor for the Christian against the devil, our enemy. This account is in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. The picture here is not of an army of soldiers, but of one soldier standing against individual assault. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We see here in verse 12 that this battle is not a physical battle. Instead, it's a battle in the spirit realm. Take special note of the descriptive terms. It says against principalities and also against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, the weapons that we have are... We also have weapons that are not carnal, but are spiritual. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Notice that God has not shortchanged us with resources for this battle. The battle is in the spirit realm, and God has given us weapons that are there as well. Mighty through him. In verse 13, we see that God has provided this whole armor. So let's use it to the full advantage. Verse 13, in short, says, take the whole armor and stand. We, as this soldier, would be at a great disadvantage if we were sitting or lying down. So stand. Paul, as a prisoner, had much close contact with Roman soldiers, and no doubt much time to study their armor and contemplate the comparison to the Christian's defense. Verse 14, we see it mentions a girdle. This was very important because it was somewhat of a foundation. We see that the sword was hung from the girdle, and other parts of the body armor probably were also attached to it. Significantly, this foundation for the Christian is truth. Without the foundation of truth, the rest of our armor would come apart, wouldn't it? Also, we see the breastplate of righteousness in verse 14. What does the breastplate cover? Well, basically, what the breastplate is covering is the heart and the lungs, very vital organs for life. What does Scripture tell us about the heart? Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? What else would be effective to cover that wicked heart than righteousness? What a fitting breastplate. We see breastplates were made of many small plates that were linked together and overlapping to protect while allowing movement. The picture I have here is the heart is like a tinderbox. Think about a tinderbox that they used to use in older days. When they needed to make more open fires, they would have a box of full of very dry, flammable things that would start burning easily. When they needed to start a fire, they would use tinder and get their spark onto it and flame would start. And well, if your heart would be like a tinder box, the devil is shooting flaming arrows at you. And, you know, if you didn't have righteousness to cover that tinderbox, you could soon have a dangerous fire, because those flaming arrows would light that tinder and poof, it would just, you know, go. But, you know, righteousness keeps those arrows out. Doesn't allow them to get into that tinderbox of a heart. Verse 15 speaks of feet that are shod. Now, that is in contrast to, was it Isaiah, where he talked about how beautiful are the feet of the one who brings the gospel of peace? Well, that is talking about someone who's barefooted. In Ephesians, we don't have a barefoot man, but we have someone who is shod. And it's more than just sandals, like we think of as sandals when we think of pictures of the Bible times. The people were wearing sandals. These were more than that. These sandals were protective and also supportive. All the pictures that I have of Roman soldiers show footwear that has laces that wound up around the ankles and up onto the lower leg. I see a lot of support here. Think about the importance of strong, stable feet. You know, a crippled soldier would not make out very well. The preparation of the gospel of peace keeps us standing firm in the battles of life. Verse 16, we see the shield of faith. This comparison is a large Roman shield covered with leather. And, you know, the soldiers would take that shield and they would soak it in water. And then that way it would help distinguish flaming arrows that were shot at them. Consider how a strong faith does that for you and for me. The flaming arrow of, is there really a God, is no match to our faith in God. It's quenched right there. The flaming arrow of, are your sins really taken care of, is no match for our faith in God's promises. God said, I have forgiven you. Your sins are removed. And our faith says, out. That arrow has no chance. Verse 17 gives us the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the head. We can say that's the command center of our body. That's where it all starts and ends, in the head. Salvation is the basis for our armor. You know, think about it. Without salvation, we don't even have an armor. Without salvation, we wouldn't even have a battle. We would simply be a slave to the devil. Also in verse 17, we see the only offensive weapon listed here, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Well, actually, the sword can be both defensive and offensive. Jesus answered the devil's temptations with Scriptures. That was defensive. We should know Scriptures so we can do the same thing. Then verse 18 ties in prayer with the armor. Prayer is the communication with our leader, our captain, God. Think back a little bit. If you were listening each day this week, today's consideration links back to the other day's messages. Sunday, we looked at being placed by God where we are. Soldier, God has called you to fight here and now. Monday, we considered pouring our heart out before God. This armor doesn't fit us if we have sin in our life. Tuesday, we looked at being a man after God's heart. That sounds like battle prep to me. Wednesday was on procrastination. When a flaming arrow comes your way, can you wait to deal with it later? Thursday, we thought about what is included in prayer. Today, we saw how we need that communication with our captain. God bless you as you are victorious in the battle.